The Washington County Sheriff's Office recently expanded its video-only visitation system at the jail. The sheriff's office made the changes to its inmate visitation policy a few months ago, but only offered the video service at its facility. Now, family and friends will be able to use the visitation system from their personal computers. The Benton County Sheriff's Office is also making a shift to video-only visitation instead of allowing inmates to see their loved ones in person like it does now. As Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek tells us, the policy has its critics.
Like hundreds of other facilities across the country, including the Washington County Jail, the Benton County Sheriff's Office will be switching to a video-only visitation system at its jail in the coming weeks.
You'll be able to visit, you know, really from anywhere. So if you have a computer, a desktop or a laptop or anything, you can really visit from anywhere.
That's Sergeant Shannon Jenkins with the Benton County Sheriff's Office Public Relations Division. She says eventually the jail will also have a system that allows visitation via smartphone. Right now, in-person inmate visits are free and done through a glass window. The remote video system will cost 50 cents per minute with a 15-minute maximum. But Jenkins says the sheriff's office is installing video kiosks in their lobby that will operate at no charge.
So if somebody, if they don't have the means of a computer or a smartphone, you know, eventually, if they don't have those means or the money for the convenience of being able to, you know, visit, you know, from anywhere, they can come up here to the sheriff's office and still visit. And it'll still need to be a scheduled time. Everything is still going to be on a schedule. So everything will have to be scheduled, whether it's, you know, from the video visitation in your own home or coming here to the sheriff's office and doing that video visitation.
Jenkins says the sheriff's office started exploring the video-only option after watching other facilities take that road.
We started hearing more facilities utilizing this type of visitation and how successful it was for them. So it's something that we started looking into and seeing if it was something that would work for the Benton County Sheriff's Office.
Jenkins says the system has advantages for both the deputies and jailers inside the jail and the families and friends of inmates outside of it.
The convenience of being able to visit anywhere at a time that's going to be more convenient for them. We've got a lot of elderly that come in and visit. You know, anybody with health problems, they're not going to have to leave their home. If they've got family members, you know, on the other side of the country, they can visit rather than having to absorb those costs of travel. You know, and then on the jail side, you know, we're going to have less movement throughout the jail. So, you know, the security and the safety and everything of the movement of the jail, you know, less contraband potentially being left at the sheriff's office.
But Autumn Tolbert, an attorney with a private practice, says video shouldn't be the only option available to families with loved ones who've been incarcerated or are awaiting trial.
I primarily handle criminal defense. I was a public defender for almost 10 years in Washington and Benton counties.
Tolbert says she supports video visitation, but only as a supplement to in-person visits.
I was disappointed when Washington County did away with their in-person visitation. And, you know, certainly the system they have now is free at the jail, but it's no substitute for seeing someone face-to-face, even through glass.
Aside from the financial burden put on families, Tolbert says video-only visitation cuts inmates off from their only physical connection to the outside world. And she feels the difference in how inmates are able to communicate with their families has an impact on both parties.
You know, they're in color. They're not in some grainy video. There's eye contact, especially for children. I think some of the children, you know, I see small children down visiting their moms or their dads or their grandparents. And I think the children sometimes have a harder time with the video because it doesn't seem real. You know, they're watching their parent on a television. They don't know that they're just really, you know, yards away in this building. And, you know, it's like when you do FaceTime on your phone, you're not always looking at each other. If you're looking at their face, it shows on the camera that you're not looking at them. So I think it's a real disconnect of humanity.
Research done by various criminal justice policy organizations shows in-person visits increase positive outcomes for inmates before they're released and afterwards. They also decrease recidivism down the line. And then there's the emotional and psychological cost of taking away in-person visits. When Tolbert says it's one of the few things many inmates look forward to while they're incarcerated.
We're not doing a good job of preventing people in jail from being what's called institutionalized. When you're institutionalized, it becomes harder to live in the outside world when you're out.
Research done by the Bureau of Justice Statistics also shows video visitation can be a good thing, but only if it's used in conjunction with in-person visitation. The Bureau analyzed data from the Washington Department of Corrections and found inmates who took video calls saw a nearly 50% increase in in-person visits the year after video visitation was incorporated into the system. Tolbert says that's the better approach, one that expands contact with family and friends, not limits it further.
I know when people go to rehab, the family is encouraged to visit, the family is encouraged to take part in programs. And, you know, maybe instead of cutting off the families even more, we need to look at offering services to keep these families supportive, to teach them how to support their loved one when they get out. You know, more of a holistic view.
Tolbert says she finds the overall trend the criminal justice system is taking toward more video use troubling. That includes video-only visitation at jails, but also court hearings that are done via video.
And it is a trend to make it to automate incarceration, to make it easier to lock people up.
Tolbert argues the staff security and safety concerns expressed by Benton County Sergeant Shannon Jenkins and jail administrators across the country could be addressed by broader changes in the way states dispense justice.
Our deputies are very busy. They're dealing with fights, with just having to feed and take care of, you know, the hundreds of men and women that are in these jails. But, you know, it's a problem we've created ourselves. You know, we've created this problem where there are too many people in the jails, so our deputies are dealing with security issues. And so the sheriff has to make decisions to keep his deputies safe.
And that last part, Jenkins says, was something the Benton County Sheriff's Office took into consideration.
You know, we have to do what we feel is best for our facility and the people that we take care of while they're here. So
Jenkins says while the sheriff's office doesn't have a clear policy on this yet, it's possible that in-person visitation will be allowed under certain circumstances.
I can't say that there's not ever going to be a special circumstance for something because, you know, things happen and things come up. So I wouldn't say that there would never be a special circumstance, but we will be sticking to the video visitation.
Jenkins says the tentative date for the switch to the video-only system is September 1st, but that may get pushed back if the free kiosks in the lobby haven't been installed by then. She expects the smartphone visiting system will be available by the 1st of next year. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Susanna Sitek.
Sergeant Jenkins says the Benton County Sheriff's Office is not profiting from the video visitation system. The money goes to the vendor, who in this case is Smart Communications Holding, to operate and maintain the service. According to the contract, the Sheriff's Office and the vendor have entered into a 7-year agreement that can be renewed annually for a 1-year term after that.